Canal Port. It is now time to interrupt your tour of the city's historical buildings for a while to take a stroll down at the Canal Port to experience the colours and culture of the area. Its name derives from the fact that the port was built on the estuary of the River Mazzaro and not directly on the seacoast. It's a lively and picturesque place, which you could almost imagine as an animated picture postcard. The best time to visit it is early in the morning, when you'll be able to see the fishing boats returning from their nighttime fishing trips. If you decide to linger here for a while, you'll be able to watch the fishermen in the organization of their work, berthing their boats, and preparing their equipment for the next outing. In the morning, the canal port is full of people milling to and fro, and while chaotic, it is also an attractive part of local life. There are people buying and selling fish, refrigerated lorries, fishermen, ships' masts, and all imaginable forms of boats and watercraft crowded together in the restricted space. It's a truly multi-sensory experience, rich with characteristic sounds and smells, in which you'll also be able to see a wide variety of different kinds of fresh fish. The port is an essential element of the town's economy and identity. Mazzara, indeed, has the largest fishing fleet in Italy and one of the most important in the whole Mediterranean. On the other hand, the Phoenician origins of Mazzara meant that it started life as an important port and trading post, situated in a strategic position at the center of Mediterranean traffic, close to the African coast. The Marobbio. Finally, a peculiar feature of the sea around Porto Canale is the so-called Marobbio, a phenomenon that occurs most frequently in spring and autumn. It's a rare natural phenomenon which can only be seen in a few places around the world. It normally occurs when the sky is overcast and takes the form of a sudden lowering of the water level. This lasts for a few minutes and then returns to normal. The sea level, which may lower by as much as a meter, changes because of sudden variations in atmospheric pressure. But scientists even today have been unable to provide a detailed explanation of the causes of this curious phenomenon. The Marobbio can cause damage to boats. A number of projects have been presented to the city in recent times, proposing the setting up of an observation station in order to forecast when they're likely to occur.